Sean Leonardo, otherwise known as LC. It refers actually to this very first piece of mine, my very first performance piece called El Conquistador versus the Invisible Man. I take on the persona of a Mexican wrestler, which is also known as a luchador. And so it is a masked character known as El Conquistador. The performance is a metaphorical and literal struggle with my own identity. The Invisible Man, in many respects, is those areas of my personality, my character, my makeup, my background, my identity that are conflicted. And that struggle, that fight, that battle is the classic battle of good versus evil. You know, oftentimes people ask me what are the sort of definitions or what is the storyline behind this character known as LC. And I have a very difficult time kind of explaining where LC comes from. It's not a character imbued with certain traits outside of myself. I often say that when we put on a mask, it allows us to be more of what and who we want to project. It's not a transformative process, meaning that I'm becoming someone else. It's just me with the volume turned all the way up. The video that everyone will see is a compilation of performances from 2004 through 2007. The preparation that led to all of those works was very serious. And I've actually trained in Mexico as a Mexican wrestler. So my approach to performance in general is to actually become part of the world of these personas that I plan on taking on, to really understand what it means to represent this kind of hero figure. I consider the athletic side of my work as integral to my practice as the studio. It's about mental preparedness. It's about physical preparedness. It's about a certain kind of focus that all comprise what El Conquistador is. It becomes sort of tunnel vision, which allows me to channel the kind of aggression and poise and control needed for this kind of performance, because the danger is a real aspect to it. It was and still is a very serious process for me to do any of these performances. And that's sort of what I mean by LC. It's an attitude. It is a process. There's one person that I will mention who I'm honored to be in this show with, and that's Popel, who has also been a mentor of mine in my own studies. My first real consideration of performance was while he was my teacher at a residency known as Skowhegan School of Painting and Sculpture. And when I was exposed to his Superman crawls, it absolutely changed my world. At the time, I was only painting myself as these heroes. I was using self-portraiture as a way to examine my own identity and my own development of masculinity within these role models, this world of popular iconography. And when I saw that he took on the character, when he embodied the hero in order to talk about real issues, I felt that, especially because of my own body type and my own experience, that I could do the same. I believe in performance art in general, the audience completes the piece. In this case, that's in very real terms. I have to draw the audience in enough for them to imagine this invisible presence. I mean, it's my engagement with the audience, my interaction with them, my ability to boost them up and take them to this sort of fevered pitch so that they all of a sudden subject themselves to a wrestling match. It has to be part of my objective that they forget that they're part of an art performance. I have to have them suspend their belief so that they feel like they're actually witnessing two bodies, two forms battling one another. And it's only then that if I can take them to that level of consciousness where they completely just give themselves over to this spectacle, it's only then that I can tear it down and return it to this performative place where I take off the mask and sort of unveil the truth behind it all and just show myself. Like, this is what you saw. This is this whole trajectory of the performance that you gave yourself over to was just one man fighting himself.